This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our first game of the night, Nokomis and Neoga. Now game two of our triple-header on Championship Friday sees the Hillsboro Hilltoppers taking on the Nashville Hornets. We're just underway. The Hornets have won the tip, took the ball down the floor, missed the shot. Now the Toppers go the other way, and they have the ball stolen away. Back the other way quickly go the Hornets as they're going to the bucket. Somebody goes to the floor hard. There's going to be a foul called on the play. And I think this may go against the Toppers on an undercut. And this will go against Peyton Tester, a very unpopular call as he ended up flat on his back. In any event, it will be Hornets ball out of bounds under their own basket. We're just underway, 1 minute into this game. Inbound pass comes in to Carson Parker, and Parker immediately travels. So we've got a turnover each way here in the early going. We're scoreless a minute into this championship contest. Remember, game three coming your way. Trenton Westland taking on Southwestern tonight from the East Alton Wood River Oilers regional championship game. But now it's the Toppers working on the offense as Payton gives it over to White on the wing. White with a little dribble drive kicks it off on the wing to Schreiber. Schreiber now dribbles across the top of the key and gives to Drake Payton. Payton penetrates, loses control of the ball, gets it off to Tester for a short jumper. It won't go. Boltman comes away with the rebound for the Hornets. Back the other way goes NHS. They go out on the wing to Cameron Parker. Parker on the dribble, gives it off on the right side to Boltman. Bryson Boltman going to drive baseline, kick it back up top to Jake Haley, just caught up for three and get bottom of the net. Jake Haley with the tree, and at the 6 minute mark, it's 3-0 Nashville. Hillsboro coming back down will set up a very patient offense against the man-to-man defense of the Hornets. Is Caden White with a dribble over on the side. He'll go and give it down in the corner to Schreiber. Schreiber will dribble back out top, work a little weave, kick it off to Greg over in the corner. Back up top, it comes to White. Now into Tester. He'll take his turn to the basket. Comes up long, and it comes up short this time as the ball comes off to the Hornets. So the Toppers having trouble getting the ball to drop here in the early going. They'll give it off to the big guy in the middle, and that's Tanner Bergman. Then the shot comes up from the corner, and a pass is deflected, trying to get the ball out. The Toppers have the pass deflected. It'll go out of bounds, last touch by Nashville. 5:14 for the first quarter, 3-0, Nashville with the lead, Hillsboro with the ball. Payton brings it down on a dribble. He's being guarded there by Jake Haley. He'll go off on the wing to Tester over on the right side. He'll swing it back up top, run some cutters through the middle, bring it to White, the head of the key for three. This comes up way short. Was it deflected? They're looking to see, and they're going to say, yes, it was deflected, and it will be Toppers ball. Coach Hari is not pleased with that at all. He's asking for a conference amongst the officials. They're going to get together. Vinny Hell says, I saw it tipped. It's going to be a black ball. The conversation continues as the players are ready to play. Coach Hari is not happy with that call at all. It occurred right in front of him, and he said there was no tipping of the shot involved. The referees tend to disagree, and at the 4:59 mark, I believe the ball is going to go back over to Hillsboro as they trail 3-0 here in the early going. Schreiber will inbound, getting it in up top to White. Caden going to set things up between the circles and swing it over on the wing to Schreiber. Alex goes into Tester. Reach over foul going to be called against the Hornets. This will go against number 32, Cameron Parker. He wasn't pleased with that call at all. A little bit of screaming going on there. Usually that doesn't happen championship game. First replacement of the game is Keaton Trutt, who will replace Alex Schreiber in the Topper lineup. Nashville will not go to the bench very much, utilizing usually just six players. Now the inbound pass comes into Tester. It's tipped, but he's able to gain control. He'll give it back over to White. Now down to Prutt. Prutt over on the right wing. Free throw line extended. He'll give the ball back up to Greg and then back to Prutt. He'll now dribble up top. Prutt over to White over on the left side. White to Payton. Drake is going to give it over on the right side. Going to be a foul inside, and it's going to be called on Cameron Parker, and he's going to get called for kneeing to the defense. Very demonstrative move there, and I'll tell you what, Cameron Parker is not a happy camper going to the bench, but he better watch his mouth or he may not be long for this game. It's going to be a substitution into the game as 6'2 sophomore Matt Anderson will enter the lineup for the Hornets. Shall we say that Parker's playing with his emotions on his sleeve, to say the least. With those two fouls, he'll sit down, put the towel over his face and across his mouth, and probably that's a good point because he doesn't want to get caught saying what he's thinking right now, I'm sure. White with the ball for the Toppers. We'll give it off to Pruitt. They'll do a double weave on the bottom on the baseline, bring it back over to White on the right wing. White guarded over there by Carson Parker. He'll dish it off. Shots up by Pruitt, no good. Coming up with the rebound is the Hornets. Coming up with a foul is going to be Keaton Pruitt. Pruitt gets caught for the reach-in, his first, team second. Halfway through quarter number one, 3-0, Nashville with the lead. Nashville with the ball. Bryson Boltman, a 6'5 junior, will bring the ball down the court. He'll go behind his back. Now we dribble down into the lane. Now he'll drive to the basket, takes it off the glass, and good. Nice move there by the 6'5 junior, Bryson Boltman, showing why he's averaging about 15 points a game. Topper still can't find the range as the shot this time goes off the iron, back into the hands of the Hornets. 3-3-3 showing on the first quarter clock. 5-0 is the Nashville lead. Topper still looking for their first points of the game. But give it off will the Hornets to Anderson. Anderson goes back up top to Carson Parker. Parker drives the lane, then gives it off to Tanner Bergman. Bergman's baseline jumper is good. Tanner Bergman with a nice little J from about 8 feet out over on the right side baseline makes it 7-0, 5 minutes into this contest. Topper still looking for their first score of the game. Hayden gives the ball off to Pruitt. Pruitt's going to dribble around, swing it off to White. Tough man-to-man defense by these Nashville Hornets. They don't leave many passing lanes open. White goes between his legs and behind his back, gives a baseline pass off to Tester. His shot will not go. And once again, Copper's having trouble finding range. They're getting some good looks. 8-10 feet jumpers right there. Baseline jumper. Good shot for a good area to be shooting from. Back the other way. So the Nashville Hornets, Bryce Boltman drives baseline right side. He gets the shot to drop. It's 9-0 as the Toppers have yet to score. We'll take a timeout. We will too. You're listening to IHSA 2A Regional Championship Basketball on WSMI. Following the timeout, the Toppers will bring the ball down the floor, trailing 9-0 here. We approach the 2-minute mark of the first quarter. It's been nearly a 6-minute drought for the Toppers here to start the contest. Tester has a baseline jumper. No, he'll pull up instead. Try to pass it away to White for a long three. Bottom of the net. Caden White gets the Toppers on the board at the 2:05 mark. His tray makes it 9-3. 6-point lead for the Hornets of Nashville. Over in the corner, they'll go to Boltman. Boltman's going to drive into the lane. He slices, dice off the glass, and it's good. Bryson Boltman showing that he can take the ball to the hole with the right hand or the left hand as he did there. Tripping foul going to be called against the Hornets. This one will go against Carson Parker. It'll be his first. It's a foul on the floor. No shots involved. Toppers will inbound under their own basket. Schreiber's going to replace Jordan Gregg in the Topper lineup as he will inbound under his own basket. Tosses into White, who has the only points for the Toppers thus far. 100 seconds to go, quarter number one. 11-3 is the Nashville lead. To Payton, out at the head of the key. He'll dribble over to the left side and then give it off to Schreiber. Schreiber's going to dribble, weave, give to White. Back to Schreiber it goes. Now to Pruitt over on the right wing. Pruitt wants to drive to the head of the key. He'll give off to White. Thought about another three. Instead, he'll dribble two, three times, try to drive the baseline. Kicks it up top to Schreiber. His shot, nope, he's going to fire off to Pruitt instead. Pruitt will drive. Now that leaves Tester open at the free throw line. They'll go inside to Schreiber and kick it back out to White for three. No, way long, way strong. Coming down with a rebound is Bryson Boltman. 1 minute to go in the first quarter, 11-3, a first quarter dominated by the Nashville Hornets. The Hornets come in with a 22-7 record, and they've shown why here in this first quarter. With the ball over in the baseline, left side is Boltman. He'll drive to the lane and kick it out top for a three. Comes up a little bit short by Jake Haley. Toppers come away with the ball with 35 seconds left. White for another three. Bottom of the net. Thank goodness they brought Caden White along. His two threes account for the 6 points that the Toppers have as they trail 11-6 with 20 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Nashville looking for the final shot. Bryson Boltman with the ball. He'll dribble out between the circles. Let the clock run down. It's down to 15 seconds. He's now being more closely guarded this time by Schreiber, who will come out to match up with him between the circles. We go inside 10 seconds. Boltman does a little drive, and he's going to get the foul called. This one's going to go against Schreiber, as he's going to get caught with his hand in the cookie jar. Alex will pick up his first. It'll be the team's third. Root will have a seat as Greg will re-enter the lineup with 5 seconds to go. The Hornets will inbound under their own basket. They'll get the ball inside or out in the corner, giving it to Anderson, and he stutter steps as he tried to get to the ball. That'll be turnover number two, and it'll send Root back into the lineup. Now the Toppers have only four players out on the floor here. Now they'll come up with five. As Schreiber will inbound, he'll get it in to Pruitt. With 2 seconds, Pruitt's going to fire a long three off the glass. It won't go. Quarter number one is in the book, and Nashville has an 11-6 over the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. Back to the second quarter after these messages on WSMI. To look at it optimistically, the Toppers are in much better shape than you would think with the way things transpired in quarter number one. They couldn't find the basket for the first 7 minutes, or 6 minutes it seemed like. They were finally able to hit a couple of threes and trail only by five here as we go into the second quarter. Hayden with a long three at the head of the key to start things off. It won't go, and the Hornets come away with it. 7:40 to go till half, 11-6, Nashville with the lead and the ball. On the dribble is Jake Haley. He'll swing it around to Carson Parker, then back to Haley, now over to Boltman. Boltman working on the left side, wants to go inside, has his pocket picked. Good defensive effort there by the Toppers, as that was Keaton Pruitt coming up with a takeaway. Now the other side, they'll go inside to Schreiber. Schreiber kicks it out to White, and as White tries to drive, he's guilty of stepping on the sideline for turnover number two. Two miscues on the Toppers, three on the Hornets. At the 7-10 mark of quarter number two, it's 11-6. Hornets with the ball and the lead. Looking to go inside to Anderson. He powers his way to the basket, gets the shot to drop, and he'll go to the free throw line. 6'2 sophomore Matt Anderson with a big bucket there, and he'll get the and one as this foul is going to be called against Keaton Pruitt. On Pruitt, that will be his second personal. On the Toppers, that'll be their fourth team foul. Pruitt will have a seat, and Kester will come back into the lineup for Coach Joe Vanzel. 13-6, the opportunity to complete a three-point play for Matt Anderson. He'll eye it, he'll try it, and he'll buy it. 6'2 sophomore with a three-point play, his first points of the game. A minute into the second quarter, it's 14-6 in favor of Nashville. Back the other way. It'll go to the Toppers, Greg. Greg's up top, gives it off to White over on the right wing. As we go across the middle, going to be a foul called on the Hornets. This one will go against Matt Anderson. They're jockeying for position, trying to deny the postman the opportunity to go to cross the lane. Cameron Parker got caught with a couple fouls in the first quarter. Matt Anderson gets one here. That's 14 fouls on the NHS. White, with the ball, gives it off to Kester. Kester swings across to Greg. Greg gets the free throw line extended on the left side. Out to Schreiber, he goes off to Kester at the free throw line. Kester has his pocket pick for turnover number three. Back the other way goes Nashville. Quickly they convert as Carson Parker goes driving to the lane, high off the glass, and he has a quick 2 points. Now at 16-6, the Topper deficit is 10. Another foul going to be called on the Hornets for that aggressive defense. They're going to get called from time to time. They'll get called here. Jake Healy with his hand in the cookie jar. His first, team's fifth. 6:19 till half. 16-6 is the Nashville lead. Toppers inbound under their own basket. Schreiber trying to get it into Pfister underneath, and Pfister is pushed from behind by Matt Anderson. We got some Hornet fans up here who are booing that call, but even this old man with these old eyes could see that one. That will be the 16th foul against Nashville. As we said, this is not a team that goes too deep on their bench, and of course, one of their best defenders, Brandon Snicker, is out with a bad leg. He will not be playing. Greg with a jumper from the elbow, no good. Toppers defend, but cannot come up with a rebound. Nashville, utilizing that good overall size, is dominating the boards down here at this end. Over on the wing, it'll go to Jake Haley. Haley will dish it off to Bryson Boltman. Boltman will dribble up between the circles and then over to the right side. Now he'll go down the lane. Going to be a charge foul called against Bryson Boltman, as the Toppers did a good job of realizing he's going to the basket. We're not going to let him get there. That on Boltman will be his first. That will be the 17th foul, but it's an offensive foul, so we won't be shooting this one, but the Toppers will be shooting the rest of the half. 16-6. Nashville with a 10-point lead. Payton stops, shoots, got the defender in the air, drew the foul. Boltman will pick up his second in a matter of seconds. To the free throw line will go Drake Payton to shoot a pair. First trip to the free throw line tonight for the Toppers. 5:38 to go till halftime. The deficit is 10. Payton will eye the first one. He'll try the first one. He can't buy the first one as it caught back iron and came out. Cameron Parker returns to the lineup as he will replace Jake Haley for Coach Wayne Hari as Payton gets ready for his second free throw. He'll eye it again. He'll try it again. This time he'll buy it. First point of the night for Drake Payton, averaging somewhere between 12 and 15 points a game most nights for the Toppers. Draws the Toppers back to within 9, 16-7. Baseline backdoor cut was open, but they didn't seem, and they'll swing it back through. Now they'll go up top to Cameron Parker. Parker going to give it off to Bryson Boltman. Boltman back up top. It goes to Parker. Parker inside, shots up, and no good. This one from Tanner Bergman, the 6'5 senior. Toppers come away with the rebound. White with the ball at the head of the key. He wanted to drive down the right side. It was closed off, so he'll give the ball to Shriver. Shriver back up top to Greg. Greg to Shriver. Shriver going to give it on the weave to White for three. Nope, comes up short. Come down the rebound to Nashville, as has been the case so often tonight. Nashville clearing the boards, and the Toppers are getting a one and done down here on offense. Picking up his dribble is Bryson Boltman. He'll have to get rid of it. He'll give it off to Cameron Parker. Parker going to swing it back up top to Carson Parker. Parker to Parker, back to Parker. The Parkers are playing catch. Now it's Tanner Bergman with the ball, and he'll dish it off to Cameron Parker. Three-point shot up, and good by Carson Parker, the 6'4 sophomore, as he simply calmly drained that one from well outside the arc over on the right side. Makes it 19-7, a 12-point lead for the Hornets. 4:14 to go till halftime. Greg doesn't know what he wants to do with the ball, so he'll dish it off to Schreiber. Schreiber driving, and he'll give the ball off to White for another three. Bottom of the net. Caden White with his third tray of the day. Give him 9 points. Makes it a 9-point game. 19-10, Hornets of Nashville with the lead and the ball. He'll give the ball off on the wing over here to Cameron Parker. Parker going to swing it out to Boltman over on the right side. Boltman, a very lanky 6'4 junior. He'll give the ball off to Cameron Parker. Parker goes back up top. He'll give it to Carson Parker. Now to the other side it goes to Tanner Bergman. Bergman thought about shooting from the elbow and said he'll dish it off. He'll go baseline. Shots it up. It's a little long, a little strong for Carson Parker. Greg comes down with a rebound, leaves it ahead to Tester. Tester's shot is good. Peyton Tester led the pack, got the good lead pass to the basket. He scores two, and now the Toppers are back within seven. 19-12, the Hornets with a lead. They'll have the ball when we come back. 3:16 to go, second quarter. You're listening to the IHSA Regional Championship game from Staunton on WSMI. Following the timeout, we go back to live action. Levi Ubelt, our producer, back at the studio. He's doing triple duty tonight. Brought to the play-by-play of the Nokomis Neoga game at the Nokomis Regional prior to this game. And now, of course, we are here at Staunton, where it is the Hillsboro Hilltoppers taking on the Nashville Hornets. After this one, we'll go to East Staunton Wood River, where Southwestern is taking on Trenton Westland in another Class 2A regional championship game. The Hornets with the ball are working a little weave around the outside perimeter. They'll give it off on the wing to Carson Parker. Parker going to dish it off to Bergman. Bergman finds Parker on the basket. He goes to the hole. Doesn't get the shot to drop, but he'll draw a foul and go to the free throw line to shoot two. That foul is going to go against Alex Bergman. Bergman will pick up his second to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Carson Parker, the 6'4 sophomore. He has 5 points on the night with a 2 and a 3. And the first free throw bounces off. So he's still sitting on 5. As Kelton Harry comes into the lineup, replacing Bryson Boltman for the Nashville Hornets. As Parker gets ready to shoot his second free throw. This one is good. He has 6, and the lead is 8. 20-12, Nashville with the lead, Hillsboro with the ball. Over on the wing to Keaton Pruitt. Pruitt on the dribble goes out between the circles. He'll take it back up top, now go to the left side. Giving it off to White. White gets the screen from Tester, tries to drive the lane. He'll stop, can't pop, gives it off to Tester at the free throw line. Off the front iron it goes, and Hari comes up with a rebound for NHS. Back the other way they go. They'll slow down and set up a very methodical offense. Nashville likes to play the half-court offense, working a lot of screens, working a lot of back doors, being very patient. Once they get the defense to make a mistake, then they'll take advantage of it. They lead 20-12, doing just that here tonight. With the ball is Tanner Bergman up top. He'll swing it off the other side to Carson Parker, who drains it from the elbow. So Parker's putting together, Carson that is, a good second quarter as he has 8 points, and the lead is back to 10. Pruitt with the ball, gives it off to Greg. Greg to White. White over on the left side, free throw line extended. He'll now dribble back to the lane and give it off to Payton for a three. It comes up short. Topper simply not having a good shooting night tonight, and this is no night to leave the shooting shoes at home. They trail by 10 as we go into the final 1:15 of the second quarter. With the ball over on the wing is Cameron Parker. He'll give it off to Matt Anderson. Now it goes back to Hari. Hari looks inside as he's able to find Carson Parker. His shot is partially blocked, goes out of bounds. It'll remain Nashville ball. 1:03 showing on the clock as Hari will have a seat, and Boltman will return to the Nashville lineup. Boltman will be the trigger man as he'll give it up inside the lane as he'll dish it off to Parker, Carson Parker that is. Now back it goes to Boltman. Boltman at the elbow thought about shooting. Instead, he'll back it out. Reset the offense with 55 seconds to go. Off in the wing to Cameron Parker it goes. Now back it goes to Boltman over on the right side. Up top to Carson Parker. Parker being guarded there by Pruitt. To swing it over on the wing to Cameron Parker. Parker between the circles now, being guarded by White. He'll give it off to Boltman. Boltman over on the left side, adjusting and telling his teammates where he wants them to cut to. Now he'll give the ball off to Carson Parker. Cut through the lane, and then it'll be Matt Anderson getting the ball up top. Now they'll dish it off to Cameron Parker, being very patient, working the ball, working the passes, working the clock. Down to 15 seconds we go. 22-12. Hillsboro's been held to 12 points here in the first quarter. Almost a turnover there, but Boltman is able to come up with it. He'll dish it off up top to Carson Parker. Parker with 5 seconds to go. Going to make a quick drive. Bounced off a defender. Kicks it off on the wing to Tanner Bergman, who gets bottom of the net. And that's the way the first half ends. A big three by Nashville gives them a 25-12 lead over the Hillsboro Hilltoppers here at halftime. Nashville 25, Hillsboro 12. Back to the second half after these messages on WFMI. Welcome back to the Staunton Regional Championship game. We're at halftime here, and the Nashville Hornets with a 25-12 lead over the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. Looking at the regionals that'll play into the Trenton Westland sectional, the winner of this game we'll get the winner of Pinckneyville and Waterloo-Jabot. They're playing tonight at Pinckneyville. That game will be next Wednesday at 7 o'clock in the Trenton-Westland sectional. The other two regionals feeding in to the Trenton-Westland sectional, Anna Jonesboro taking on Chester tonight at Johnson City. On Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, they will take on the winner of the East Dalton-Wood River Oilers regional, where Trenton Westland is taking on Southwestern tonight. And, of course, following this game, we will bring you the play-by-play of that Trenton Westland-Southwestern contest. But first things first, it's time for the second half, as the Toppers going to have to find a way to get the lid off the basket. They had 6 points in the first quarter, were limited to 6 points in the second quarter. Not going to win too many games scoring 6 points a quarter. To start the third quarter, it'll be the Hornets ball. Getting the ball inbounds comes to Bryson Boltman. Boltman goes inside immediately, shots up off the glass, and good by Carson Parker. Parker, who had that big second quarter with 8 points, picks up his 10th, and now it's 27-12, a 15-point lead for the Hornets of Nashville. Working the ball into the corner, it goes to Payton. Drake gets a screen from Tester, and then Tester rolls to the basket. He'll now swing the ball over to Gregg. Gregg right in front of the rim, off the glass, and good. Jordan Gregg with his first 2 points of the night. Good to see the big guy getting active inside. So the Toppers draw to within 13. And a holding call going to be called against Payton on the defensive effort. He'll pick up his first, team's first of the second half. Nashville ends an inbound. Boltman with the ball. Free throw line extended on the right side. From the elbow, he'll fire. It's good for two. Boltman picks up his 8 point of the game. Makes it 29-14, a 15-point lead for Nashville as we're 1 minute into quarter number three. Drake Payton on the dribble, going to go into the lane, kick it out to Schreiber for a three from the baseline. It won't go. Cleaning the boards is Carson Parker. Parker, a 6'4 sophomore, gives the ball off to himself. He drives down the lane as he passed it and then receives it again on the return pass. As we go down the time, we have a jump ball as Payton was trying to go into the lane. One of the Hornets got a hand on the ball. So we got both teams trying a little bit anxiously to get into the lane, and each time something happened that really didn't turn out the way they wanted. However, Hillsboro will maintain possession. It'll come in to Caden White. White going to give it back in the corner to Schreiber. Schreiber open for the three, but instead he muffs the ball, has it taken away. Back the other way goes the Hornets. Shots up, missed, but the follow-up is good as Jake Haley was there to follow the miss. We'll put it in, makes it 31-17. Toppers need a timeout. As they take a break, we will too. Nashville 31, Hillsboro 14, 6:20 to go in the third quarter, and you're listening to WSMI. Hope you enjoyed our first contest of the evening, Nokomis and Neoga doing battle in the Nokomis Class 1A Regional Championship game. Here it is Hillsboro and Nashville doing battle, and the Hornets pretty much having things their way, leading 31-14 here in the third quarter. Following this game, we'll go down to East Dalton Wood River, where the Piasaw Birds of Southwestern are taking on Trenton Westland in a championship game of the Wood River Regional. But first things first, 6:20 to go, third quarter, following the timeout. Hillsboro will inbound and go the length of the floor. Decked out in their white uniform, or their black uniforms with the white numerals and orange trim. Nashville with their white uniforms with their red and blue trim. Schreiber with the ball between the circles. He's going to drive into the lane, give it off to Tester. Tester will leave it for White. White will back out and reset the offense. White wants to drive into the lane. He'll do so and then kick it out to Schreiber. Schreiber with a return pass to White for a baseline jumper. Nope, he'll give it up. And then as he gives back to Schreiber, Schreiber loses control of the ball. And the shot is up at the other end, and it's no good. But Schreiber is going to get called for the foul. So Alex is going to pick up his third foul. It'll be the fifth turnover of the night on the Topper. So not only did he lose the ball, but then he lost control a little bit to the basket. Went Bryson Boltman. His shot would not go, but he'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. 8 points on the night for Boltman. First free throw's up, and it's good. Nashville is 3-for-4 from the free throw line tonight. Hoppers have shot but two and made one. Jake Haley signaling a defense for the topper, or for the Hornets after this shot, which is up and it's good. So Bryson Boltman, averaging about 15 points a game, is in double figures now with 10. We're at the 5:40 mark of the third quarter. Prutt with a baseline jumper from the head of the key just inside the three-point line. So Prutt's going to get two, his first 2 points of the game. And immediately the topper's going to go full court pressure. Nashville's able to break that pressure. They'll get the ball in to Cameron Parker. He'll give it off to Boltman. Boltman will slow things down and go out to midcourt and set the offense up. Over on the wing, Cameron Parker, the 6'3 senior. He'll give it back up top to Carson Parker. Parker looking for cutters coming through. He'll give it, leave it for Bryson Boltman. Boltman now going to dribble to the head of the key and then look inside. Nice bounce pass there to Bergman. His shot off the glass and good. Give Bergman an easy two off the glass. Give Boltman an outstanding assist. Not always do you get that bounce pass to work well into the low post, but they made connections nicely there. Quite the other way with a reverse layup. Whoa, it's almost completely over the backboard. We have a foul call. This is going to go against Tester as the two of them got tangled up. That's twice Tester's been in an awkward position, and that's twice the Tester's gotten called for the foul. It'll be two on the big guy. That will be three on the toppers. 4:35 to go, third quarter, leading 35-16. Nashville will bring the ball down in a very methodical manner. Boltman on the dribble over here on the right side. He'll go baseline and swing it up top. They'll go all the way around the horn. From Parker, it goes back up top to Bergman, then over the wing and back up top to Boltman at the head of the key as they'll reset. Boltman finds an opening down the lane. He has the ball stripped. It's only the fourth turnover of the game on Nashville. Back the other way. Greg's shot will not go. Tester's there for the putback. Greg Tester with his putback gives him 4 points, making it a 17-point ball game. 35-18. Topper's trying to apply a little bit more pressure, and they do. They create the turnover. Back the other way. Payton waits for the defender to go through, and then it gets the shot to drop. And so Drake Payton with his first basket of the game gives him 3 points, makes it 35-20. That's the fifth turnover on the Hornets as they are a little bit rattled now, and I think Coach Hari wants a timeout. 3:43 to go here in the third quarter. It's a 35-20 lead for the Nashville Hornets. The Toppers putting on a little bit of a rush here. So the Toppers say, we can come back and get him, and the Hornets say, not so fast. We're going to talk things over. As they take a break, we will too. You're listening to WSMI. We're back in the studio. He's doing triple duty tonight. He brought you the play-by-play of game number one, which saw Nokomis and Neoga do battle. And now here in game number two, it is Hillsboro and Nashville doing battle. Game three coming your way as soon as we're finished here. We'll have Trenton Westland taking on Southwestern from the East Dalton Woodward Regional. Back to live action we go. Following the timeout, the Hornets methodically set their offense up. A bit of a flurry by the Toppers kind of got them back into the game, but it's still a long ways to go. That is, it's a 15-point lead, and Greg going to get called for the reach-in foul as he was trying to avoid allowing the offensive man to go to the basket. So Greg, his first for the Toppers, their fourth. Nashville will inbound. They'll get the ball in to Cameron Parker, the 6'3 senior. Parker picked up two quick fouls early in the first quarter, and he had to sit out quite a while. He's back in there now, however. He'll give the ball off on the wing to Jake Haley. Haley going to give it back up top to Tanner Bergman. Bergman with the ball over in the corner gives it off to Cameron Parker. Now back up top, it goes to Boltman. Everything goes through Boltman as far as this offense is concerned. The 6'5 junior pretty much runs the show. He's going to drive to the lane on the weave, then he'll give it off to Cameron Parker. Parker going to dish it for Jake Haley. Haley's going to spin, go down the lane, left hand off the glass, no good. Greg comes up with a rebound, lead pass for Prutt, led him right to the promised land as Prutt puts that one in for his second bucket of the quarter, give him 4 on the night, and back to within 13 go the Toppers. Again, they're trying that pressure defense. Again, Boltman to the basket. His shot won't go, but he got hit in the head on the drive to the basket, so he'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. This foul's going to go against Peyton Tester, I believe. That will be his third. And it will send to the free throw line Bryson Boltman. Boltman, 2 for 2 for the charity stripe, has 10 points tonight. Make it 11. There's the first free throw. Is good. He'll get another. 5 for 6 are the Hornets from the free throw line tonight. Make it 6 for 7. That's another reason why they have a 22-7 record coming into this championship game. If they're free, you may as well take them. And they more often than not do. 37-22, it's back to a 15-point mark for the Hornets. White thought about driving from the right side. Instead, he'll back out, gets a screen from Tester, now running one-hander above the free throw line, no good. Hornets come away with the rebound more often than not. It's been one and done for the Toppers here this evening. Very few offensive rebounds. A couple of them they put back in, but more often than not, Nashville seals them off and gives them only one shot at the basket. Cameron Parker with the ball out at the head of the key, gives it to Boltman. Boltman watching for cutters going through, gives it off to Jake Haley. Haley swings it back up top to Bergman. Tanner Bergman gives it off to Carson Parker. Parker with a long three-pointer, comes up a little bit short. Payton had to go off of his foot, but there was Greg to save the day and maintain the possession. 80 seconds to go, third quarter. Toppers trailing by 15. White with the ball at the free throw line, wants to spin, go down the right side of the lane. Kicks it up top to Greg. Greg to Pritt, thought about a three, but he got closed down pretty quick, so he decided I better pull the ball down and work the offense. Coach Vandal says, let's move it. We're trailing by 15. We need stops. We need to first. Tester got away with a move in the lane as it looked like he might have traveled. No violation was called. However, there was a foul called against Nashville. And this will go against Bryson Boltman, who will pick up his third. Tester to the free throw line will shoot two. His first one's up, and it's good. He'll get another one. And then if he makes it, he'll get his seat, as there's a substitute waiting to come in. I believe that's Shriver. Free throw pops out. Will go. Hornets come away with the rebound. 37-23, 14-point lead for Nashville. They have the lead and the ball as Boltman brings the ball across midcourt. He'll swing it over to the other side to Cameron Parker. Parker's going to hold on the ball as the clock runs down to 40 seconds here in the third quarter. Greg's going to get called for the reach-in, and Jordan's going to pick up his second. That foul occurred about 40 feet away from the rim, and I know Coach Vanzo wasn't too pleased with that one. Tester will have a seat, and Schreiber will now enter the lineup. A little mix-up there of who's guarding who, and Coach Vanzo's trying to get everybody straightened out so that we match up. Everybody gets somebody. With 35 seconds to go and leading by 14, the Hornets will inbound. They'll bring it up top, giving it off to Carson Parker. Parker on a dribble between the legs. Reach-in foul going to be called against Keaton Pritt. Pritt's going to pick up his third foul, and all of a sudden, the Toppers getting some foul trouble. Schreiber with three, Tester with three, and now Pritt with three. As Hari's going to replace Boltman in the Nashville lineup. 17th foul on Hillsboro will send Carson Parker to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. He's 1 for 2 tonight, setting on 10 points. Make it 11 as the free throw is good. He'll get another one as the lead is back to 15. Coach Hari with his arms folded, pacing the sideline. Second free throw's up and good by Carson Parker. Give him a dozen points on the night. Makes it 39-23, 16-point lead for the Hornets. Greg Payton dribbling back and forth, left hand, right hand. He's simply allowing the clock to get down inside 6, inside 5, and now foul away from the ball, going to be called by the underneath official. That foul will go against Tanner Bergman. It'll be his first with 5 seconds to go. It's only the second team foul against Nashville here in the second half. Schreiber will inbound underneath his own basket. Officials making sure everybody's set and steady. They'll try to get the ball in. It'll come in to Tester. And foul going to be called. And this one is going to go against Bergman, who's going to pick up two in a matter of a couple of seconds here, as he was caught pushing Tester away. And so still not in a bonus situation. The Coppers will inbound under their own basket with 4.5 seconds to go. Inbound pass comes into Tester. He'll spin. He'll shoot. He'll overshoot. Too long, too strong. Horn sounds, and that's the end of three quarters. At the end of three quarters of play here at the Staunton Regional Championship game, it is Nashville 39, Hillsboro 23. Back with the fourth quarter after these messages on WSMI. We begin the fourth quarter with Nashville getting the ball and Greg getting caught reaching in once again. Got his hand caught in the cookie jar. Picks up his third foul. That will be bonus time for Nashville as they will send Cameron Parker to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. He's looking for his first point of the game. As Bryson Boltman leading the way with 12 points here for the Nashville Hornets. It was 5 points for Jake Haley and also 12 points on the evening for Carson Parker. 7 points for Tanner Bergman and 3 for Matt Anderson. Now the Coppers give the ball away again. That on the Coppers is turnover number 6. And back the other way goes the Nashville Hornets, who look like they're headed to yet another regional championship. As we said, the winner of this game gets either Pinckneyville or Waterloo-Jabot next Wednesday at 7 o'clock at the Trenton Western section. Trying to go down the lane and finding a good diagonal pass is Parker, as he dishes it off to Bergman, and Tanner Bergman with his 9th point of the game makes it 41-23. With the ball is Schreiber off the Tester at the free throw line. Thought about firing one up. Instead, he'll kick it back outside. They'll reset the offense and give the ball off to White. White has 3 threes on the evening. Ball is kicked out of bounds. It'll be Coppers' ball. Caden White has 3 threes on the evening. Problem is, all 3 of those came in the first half. He's been shut out here in the second half. And the Coppers going to take a timeout. 6:38 to go in the fourth quarter. 41-23. Nashville with the lead. Coppers with the ball when we come back. You're listening to WSMI. Levi Ubelt, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker. Caden trying to jump into a shot, looking for the foul. Didn't get the shot off. Didn't get the foul called. However, Coppers maintain possession, coming for the rebound. It's going to be taken by the Hornets. Now a little pushing and shoving going on underneath there. As Carson Parker had the ball, Peyton got a little uptight there. He'll get called for the foul. On Drake, that'll be his second. As Put will replace Greg in the Copper lineup. We'll walk the other end of the floor, as Buddy Blattner would say. We're walking the wrong way. For 1-1, free throw for Carson Parker. His free throw's up, but it's good. Parker with 13 points. Nashville has only missed 2 free throws all night. 9 for 11. Make it 10 for 12. 10 for 12 from the free throw line for the Hornets, and they lead 43-23. They've opened up a 20-point bulge. On stop and go is Trutt, almost lost control of it. Then he regains and kicks it off to White. White over on the right side, going to dribble right to left. Tries a lead pass for Payton. He's shut off on the baseline, so he'll kick it back to White. Stops for the jumper from the elbow, and it won't go, but he'll go to the free throw line. There's a foul going to be called against Nashville's Carson Parker. Parker will pick up his second. White will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. Looking to get into double figures as he's setting on 9 with 3 threes on the day. First one's up. First one's good. give him 10. Toppers pull to within 19. 6:02 left in the fourth quarter. Second free throw's up, and it's good as well. 11 points on the night for Caden White. However, he is the only topper in double figures. He has 11 of the 25 points scored. On the season, Nashville averages giving up only 39 points a game. Boltman, down in the corner, goes off to Haley. Haley swings it back up top. Ooh, almost lost control, but things are going right when your teammate saves the day for you. Shot rolls off the rim twice, and the Toppers finally come away with the ball. White with a running one-hander as he's crumpled up under the basket. No foul called. He's kind of wincing with that one arm as he landed awkwardly back the other way. Boltman's going to go to the hole, and he'll draw a foul. This foul will go against Alex Schreiber, and that will be his fourth. To the free throw line will go Bryson Boltman. He'll shoot two. First one's up. First one's good. Here's him a Baker's dozen. He'll get another. Boltman eyes it, tries it, and buys it. 14 points for Bryson Boltman, who averages about 15 points a game. Greg getting ready to re-enter the topper lineup as Payton, head of the key, picks up his dribble. Goes over on the wing to Pruitt, who swings it back to the other side to White. White can't find a shot, so he'll go inside to Tester. Tester gives it back to White, deep in the corner for three. Little long, little strong. Schreiber comes up with a rebound. He turns in the lane, and it's good. Alex Schreiber with his first points of the game across the front of the rim, put it off the glass, let it drop through. 45-27, it's an 18-point advantage, and now Shriver's going to get called for the foul as Boltman is just turning into a bit of a bully. If he realized he had position and he was just going to take Schreiber to the hole, bumped him, drew the foul. Shriver's going to foul out with 4:52. Good heads-up play there by Boltman. If you got the defender moving, go ahead and drive into him, take advantage of it, go to the free throw line. From the free throw line, Bryson Boltman has been doing a good job tonight as he's 6-for-6 from the charity stripe. They're free ones. He has 18 points. Finally misses one. Maybe I should have said that a long time ago. In any event, with 4:52 to go, 45-27 is the Nashville lead as Boltman gets ready for his second free throw. He eyes it, he tries it, and he buys it. Gives him 15 points on the night, makes it a 19-point lead. Payton with a long three. Shot is going to be partially blocked. And they're going to say foul on the play. And Jake Haley is going to pick up his second. He thought he got a clean block on it, but the official didn't see it the same way. Drake Payton will go to the free throw line and shoot some free throws. Will he shoot two or will he shoot three? I believe it's a three-pointer. First one rolls in. Payton will get another one. He now has 4 points on a game. One field goal and two free throws. Second free throw comes up. And it's good. Bounce high, drop through, true. And he'll get one more, as it was a three-point attempt. So this is the odd way to make a three-point play, if he can do it. And he does, because he makes all three free throws. That draws the Toppers back to within 16. It's 46-30, 4:44 showing on the clock as it's running here in the fourth quarter. Boltman is trying to back into somebody. Tester ran right into him. No foul called. I think the officials realized there was a little bit of gamesmanship there. And Pruitt in the corner with a deep three draws the Toppers back to within 13. Boltman has the ball on the dribble. He's going to take it himself. He's going to use a little forearm shiver. He gets away with it this time. Back over it goes to Parker. Parker being guarded by Pruitt. Greg, we're going to have a double foul as Greg and Cameron Parker were pushing each other. Both of them pushing on each other. They'll call it a double foul, and I'll have to agree with that call. The Hornets will remain in possession. But when two players, now there's Boltman who's backing the guy away from the basket. And now a foul going to be called on Payton on a reach in. This one's getting a little bit out of hand as both these teams are getting just a little bit chippy here in the final 4 minutes. Foul's going to be called on Drake Payton. That'll be his third. To the free throw line will go Tanner Bergman. Bergman will shoot two as the toppers are over the double bonus limit. Bergman's free throw's up, and it rolls out. No good. And we'll get another one. A little bit of, shall we say, animated dribbling anytime you're going down the floor and you reverse and try to back up under a defender. I'm sorry, but that defender's entitled that position as well. Bergman's second free throw is good. Gives him 10 points on the game. Makes it 47-33. Back the other way. Payton going to try on a drive. He'll pick it up. Give it off to Tester. Tester using a good forearm shiver to create some space. To Greg it goes. Greg goes to the hole, and he'll go to the free throw line as the foul is going to be called against Cameron Parker. Parker thought he was set, and he was not. He'll pick up his fourth to the free throw line. We'll go Jordan Greg. His first trip to the charity stripe tonight. He'll shoot two. And Coach Hari says, we need a timeout. 3:48 to go, fourth quarter. 47-33. Nashville with the lead. Toppers at the free throw line when we come back. You're listening to WFMI. 3:48 to go here in the fourth quarter. Nashville with a 47-33 lead over the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. Coming up next, Southwestern taking on Trenton Westland from the East Alton Wood River Regional Championship game to follow. But first things first, following the timeout, the Toppers will send Jordan Gregg to the free throw line to shoot two. His first trip to the charity stripe tonight. Just take a deep breath, eye it, try it, and buy it. For Greg, that's his third point of the game. He'll get another as he eyes it again, tries it again. Nope, can't buy it. Tester going up strong, right, fighting for the rebound, and Boltman comes down with it, and Tester's going to come down with the foul. For Tester, that will be his fourth. To the free throw line will go Bryson Boltman. Boltman, who's been making a living at the free throw line tonight, is 7-for-8 from the charity stripe. 3:46 left in the fourth quarter. Boltman's free throw is up, but it's good. He'll get another. He'll eye the second one. He'll try the second one. He'll buy the second one. Bryson Boltman, 6'5 junior. He's coming back next year, and quite a leader he is. Averaging 15 points a game. He's got that and more now. 17 points on the night. To Tester, off the glass, and good. Peyton Tester with his seventh point of the game. Topper's going to go into full court pressure as Pruitt guarding Boltman. Boltman's trying to bring it down on the crossover. Now he'll go between his legs and cross over again and get across midcourt. 3:15 and counting with the ball is Carson Parker. Parker being guarded by Payton. Gives it off to Boltman. Boltman being guarded by Pruitt. Boltman setting up the offense. He'll give it off to Haley. Haley being guarded by White. Tries to go around him through the lane. Up. Deck. No foul. Up on the rebound is Matt Anderson. So Anderson gets the putback. Back the other way will go. Foul going to be called against. This one looks like it's going to go against Bergman. This will be his third. Drake Payton to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First one's up, rattles around, and won't go down. That's Payton's second miss tonight. He's 4-for-6 now as he'll get another. Landon Carroll making an appearance for the Toppers as Greg will have a seat. And Payton gets ready for his second free throw. It's up and it's good. So Payton has 4 1/4, 7 for the night. Makes it 51-37. Nashville with the lead on the dribble. is Carson Parker, who gives the ball off to Matt Anderson. Anderson gives it back to Boltman with 2:30 to go. 14-point lead for Niceville. Boltman's going to try to drive the lane and going to be a reach-in foul called against Crook. Keaton will pick up his fourth to the free throw line. Boltman once again to shoot two. Boltman at the free throw line. He's been as common as fried chicken on Sunday afternoon. Free throw's up, and the free throw's good. Greg will come back into the lineup as Landon Carroll will have a seat. And Boltman will get ready for his second free throw. It's good. He's made 7 of 8 in the fourth quarter. And 11 for 12 from the free throw line on the game. Bryce Boltman. Prutt for three. Bottom of the net. Keaton Prutt comes up with his second tray of the day. And so with 2:14 to go, Hillsboro will call a quick timeout. They trail 53-40. When we come back, you're listening to IHSA Class 2A Regional Championship Basketball on WFMI.
Hello, Earl Flack, your locally owned McKay Napa Auto Parts store, serving the area for 81 years. This year, we opened a new store in Mount Sterling, Illinois. Where's that, you say? Well, best I can tell you, go to Quincy, go 40 miles east, and you'll find us. We purchased a local owned Napa store there to add to our staff. 22 locations. Get the good stuff with McKay Auto Parts.
WSMI FM 106.1.
Following the timeout, Niceville will inbound. They'll try to get the ball in, and it's going to be deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Landon Carroll. 2:13 left in this one, 53-40. The Toppers have been battling all night, but simply can't get it back into a single-digit difference. Now a foul going to be called against Niceville, as this one's going to go against Carson Parker. As he's going to be guilty of the elbow, they said, and that will be his third foul, I do believe. So the Toppers will get the ball back underneath their own basket. Into Tester, off the glass, rolls around, won't go down. Prutt fights for the rebound, gets it off to White, back to Prutt. Now to White for a long three. Nope, no good. We got a foul going on here as things are really getting wild underneath the basket as there's a lot of unnecessary pushing and shoving. And I'll tell you what, this is getting ugly, folks. This foul will go against Matt Anderson. It'll be a two-shot foul. We're going to need to get some harnesses put on these guys, I'm afraid. Tester goes back to the free throw line. Two quality programs, but these guys are getting a little bit chippy here in the final 2 minutes. Tester's free throw's up, but it's no good. And the Toppers, who've now missed three free throws here in the fourth quarter, trailing by 13. That could have got it within single digits if he makes this one. We shall see as the deficit is 13. Make it 12 as Tester makes the second one. Gives Peyton 8 points on the night. Inside 2 minutes we go. Boltman being guarded by Peyton brings the ball across midcourt. Now he spins, picks up the dribble, gives it off to Carson Parker. Parker swinging around, but is being pushed that time. The foul will go on Nick Andre, who shoved him first, but then the retaliation was a hard push. But Andre's going to get called for the foul. The retaliation by Carson Parker goes unnoticed. Parker will go to the free throw line to shoot two. If anyone says basketball is a non-contact sport, they should be witnessing this game tonight. Enough said. Free throw's up, but it's good by Carson Parker. His third free throw of the fourth quarter gives him 15 points. He's 6 for 7 from the charity stripe tonight. Nashville has made a parade to the free throw line this evening. Second free throw comes up short. Chester comes away with the rebound. 100 seconds to go. 13-point deficit. White, baseline drive, off the glass, no good. Fighting for the ball, it's going to be Topper's ball. Getting a little physical down there, just trying to keep somebody from getting to the ball even. Cameron Parker will re-enter the lineup as Matt Anderson will have a seat. Toppers will inbound, trailing by 13. Get the ball into Tester. He'll go up off the glass. It's good. Tester rolled that one around, got it to go down, give him 5 1/4, 10 for the game. It's an 11-point contest once again. The Toppers not going away without a fight. Now White is going to get called for his first foul as he reached in to stop the clock and send Boltman back to the free throw line to shoot two more. It would be kind of nice for the Toppers to pick on somebody else. Boltman seems like he's had his way with the free throw line tonight. 11 for 12 from the charity stripe tonight for Boltman. There, I may have jinxed him as he finally missed another one. With 1:22 showing on the clock, 54-43 is the Nashville lead. Boltman with his second free throw. This one's up. This one's good, no good. He missed two in a row. Maybe he's wearing out. Payton going to stop and pop for a long three. Bottom of the net. Just what the doctor ordered as the Toppers pick up a huge three from the head of the key by Drake Payton. Don't look now, but with 1:14 to go here in the fourth quarter, the Toppers have climbed back to within eight. 54-46, Nashville with the lead and the ball when we come back on WSMI.
At the West End Food Mart in Raymond, you can rent videos, pick up donuts, try the fresh pizza, get hamburgers, hot dogs, or fresh-made deli sandwiches. At the West End, you can fill your gas tank, too, with Phillips 66 Gasolines. Open 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. every day, or fill up 24 hours with your credit card at the West End Food Mart in Raymond.
WSMI FM 106.1.
Following the timeout, the Hornets will have the ball out of bounds at the far end of the floor. They're coming this way with 1:14 to go here in the fourth quarter. Their lead has dwindled to 8. 54-46 as the Toppers have refused to quit. They'll get the ball in to Carson Parker, and Parker's going to be fouled immediately by Caden White. Carson Parker to the free throw line to shoot 2. He is 6 for 8 from the free throw line tonight. Only took 2 seconds off the clock. Minute 12 remaining. Parker's first one's up, but it's good. Greg back into the lineup along with Pruitt as Andre has the seat along with Carroll. Second free throw, good as well for Carson Parker. Gives him 17 points on the game. Payton dribbles through a double team, gives it off to Gray. Now to White as we enter the final minute. To Tester. Tester wants to go into the lane. Said he'll give it to Pruitt. To White. Thought about a three, but he's covered up. Can't even get a good look. That's the kind of defense that these Nashville Hornets have been playing tonight. Pruitt with a long three. Bottom of the net. Don't look now, but Keaton Pruitt has come up with his third tray of the game. All coming here in the fourth quarter. He had 2 twos in the third quarter, and then he picks up 3 threes here in the third quarter, draws the Toppers back to within 7 as it's 56-49. The foul is going to be called against White, and that will stop the clock. 2 free throws coming for Carson Parker. He'll make the first and get the second, and these made free throws is what has kept the Toppers at bay here in the fourth quarter. Second free throw is good as well. 7 out of 8 free throws for Parker here in the fourth quarter. White with another three. This one's off iron a little bit. Back the other way with 30 seconds to go. Goes a Hornet. He'll go into the corner and then kick it back out top. Back out top to Boltman it goes. Boltman being guarded by Greg. White goes over and catches him for the foul. For Caden, that will be his fourth. To the free throw line will go Bryson Boltman. I hope this is his last time because I'm running out of room for the young man. He missed two out of two his last time. That was very unusual for this guy. He comes back and hits the first one here. He has 7 points in the fourth quarter, 8 points in the fourth quarter, all from the free throw line. This one rattles out. 59-49, 10-point game as we head down to the final 20 seconds. Payton gives it off to Pruitt. Pruitt going to try to fire a long three from the head of the key. No good. Chester comes up with the rebound. It rolls around and goes in. Payton Chester gets the bucket, his 7 point of the quarter, but that's going to do it. 59-51 as Greg's going to get called for his fifth foul. It'll come with 4 seconds to go. And the Nashville Hunters are going to win this one as Carson Parker will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws as Jordan Gregg, the 6'4 junior, fouls out with 3 points tonight. Carson Parker to shoot two. Free throws up, will not go. He'll get another one. He'll eye the second one, try the second one, and buy the second one. Hoppers will inbounds and let the ball roll. They'll get it around midcourt. Drake Payton's going to fire a long three. It goes off the iron, and that's it. 60-51 is our final score. The Nashville Hornets are victorious over the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. We'll take a break and we'll come back. We'll recap this exciting action that you've been listening to on WSMI. What an outstanding ball game we saw here this evening. A game which saw the Nashville Hornets open up an 11-6 lead over the Hillsboro Hilltoppers after one quarter. They doubled that lead to 25-12 at halftime as the Toppers scored only 6 points in each of the first two quarters. The third quarter was more of the same as the Hornets took a 39-23 lead into the fourth quarter. However, the Toppers, who were limited to 23 points in three quarters, scored 28 points in the fourth quarter to come back and make a game of this, falling short 60-51 to the Nashville Hornets. And so the Hornets, with the win, they will move on to next week's Trenton Westland sectional, where they will take on the winner of either Pinckneyville or Waterloo-Jabot, who are taking part in the Pinckneyville Regional Championship tonight. Looking at the individual scoring, first of all, for the victorious Nashville Hornets, who see their season record improve to 23-7, they got 20 points from Bryson Boltman. And Boltman, as we said, was 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. 12 out of 16 from the free throw line. 20 points for Boltman tonight. Also 20 points for Carson Parker. Parker had 20 points, and he was 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. He was 11 for 14 from the free throw line. So the massive free throws for the Nashville Hornets, a big reason for their 9-point win tonight. Then it was 10 points for Tanner Bergman, who had a huge three at the end of the first half. He finished with 10, 5 points for Jake Haley, and 5 points for Matt Anderson. Quarters of 11, 14, 14, and 21. The Hornets were 25 of 34 from the free throw line, whereas the Toppers were 10 of 15. Therein lies the difference in tonight's game. For the Hillsboro Hilltoppers, who see their season's record end at 17 and 14, they were led tonight by Keaton Pruitt off the bench, as he had 2 twos in the third quarter, 3 big threes in the fourth quarter, 13 points for Pruitt to lead the way. Then it was 12 points for Payton Chester, 7 of those coming in the fourth quarter, 11 points for Caden White, and 10 points for Drake Payton. Then it was 3 points for Jordan Gregg, and 2 points for Alex Schreiber. Quarters of 6, 6, 11, and 28, the Toppers were 10 and 15, but as we say, their season comes to close at a 17-14 clip. And so it is. We're finished here at the Staunton Regional Championship game as the Hillsboro Hilltoppers go down to defeat 60-51 at the hands of the Nashville Hornets. However, don't go away. Coming up following these breaks, we'll go to East Alt Wood River, where we'll bring you the play-by-play call of Southwestern and Trenton Westland coming your way. But first things first, We want to take this opportunity to thank all of our sponsors for making these high school basketball games possible. Thanks, of course, to Troy Redfern and all of the fine people here at Staunton High School for their hospitality all week long. And, of course, thank you to you fans for listening in. Special thanks goes back to the studio to Levi Ubelt for producing tonight's games. One final time from Staunton. Our final score is Nashville Hornets 60, Hillsboro Hilltoppers 51. Gary Boker saying so long from the hard court.